these Wall Street guys.
You want them drunk enough to get their credit card? But sober enough to sign a check.
Hey everybody, in today's podcast I am joined by Ibn Khaldun and Karl Marx to discuss hustlers and what exactly led to their rise and fall. The film Hustlers was directed by Lorraine Scafaria and it is based on a true story that follows Destiny, who's played by Constance Wu in the film. She comes from a low-income immigrant background and she's struggling to make ends meet for herself and her family. So she resorts to working as a stripper at a club in New York where she meets Ramona, who's played by J-Lo. She's a club's veteran and top money earner who shows her the ins and outs of how to be a successful stripper. That is until the 2008 financial crisis, of course, where we see that this is a turning point for the hustlers in which they eventually turn to form an elaborate and very illegal plot to scam hundreds of thousands of dollars out of these men. So now I want to turn the mic over to Mr. Marx so he can explain how his theory of estrangement of labor pushed the strippers to their rise.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Amy. So for starters, I wrote the economic and philosophic manuscripts with a completely different environment in mind, mainly with factory work, not necessarily a strip club, but this isn't to say that these theories can't apply. Of course, the work setting is completely different, but one, it's still all about living a life in a capitalistic driven world, and two, the relationships between propertyless workers and property owners are still strikingly similar despite major differences in time and setting. In regards to the film, the strippers act as the propertyless workers, whereas the club managers would be the property owners, just so we can establish that distinction right off the bat. So then estrangement occurs in four ways. The first is the estrangement of the object, where workers are alienated from the products of their labor. The workers do not have ownership of their products, and the more they make, the poorer they become. More specifically, the worker becomes all the poorer, the more wealth he produces. In the movie, the product comes in the form of the stripper's clients' pleasure, which in turn is their money. These strippers put in endless hours of labor to get the best profit from the clientele possible. However, the more work they put in, the poorer they are. This is where the worker sinks to the level of a commodity. Even though they're increasing their labor, at the end of the day, they're only seen as objects of pleasure for the clientele and as money-making machines by the club managers. So, furthermore, they do not own all of the money they earn because they have to pay the club managers a large portion of what they make, which we see in the opening scene of the film when Destiny hands over the majority of her earnings for the night. The strippers don't even have ownership of the products of their own labor and are just commodities to their clients and managers. Therefore, they become estranged to the object. This includes the estrangement of production. The work that strippers perform does not belong to their essential being, meaning that the act of stripping in itself is not something they need to survive. It's just solely a means to satisfy their needs outside of stripping. In this case, it would be the money needed for their survival. And their labor is therefore not voluntary, but coerced. It is forced labor, and it belongs to the club managers. On top of that, the strippers do not get to choose their clientele, who their managers are, the conditions in which they work, etc. So the lack of control of their work environment can also add to this estrangement production. And then third is the estrangement of self, which stems from the alienation of the species being, or human identity. We alienate ourselves from our human nature to create what we want at will and from the potential that our conscious life activity provides us. So a capitalistic society makes the workers' labor a means to an end instead of an end in of itself. This is what causes a pivotal moment in the film, actually. The strippers have always known they deserved a better reward for their labor, so all they really needed was like the push, the catalyst for these rewards. The 2008 financial crisis was the answer, and it pushed the hustlers to form an elaborate operation that included drugging their clientele and maxing out credit cards. So soon enough, they were decked in designer clothes, pulling up in expensive cars, and living a life of, well, luxury. And now the last form of estrangement is the estrangement from others. But what's interesting is that this doesn't really happen in the film. Usually what happens is once you become estranged from self, you're unable to make social relationships or connections with others because you can only see yourself in relation to others as a worker. And this is due to the shared estrangement of object, production, and self that the hustlers are able to unite and actually overcome the estrangement to each other.
Yeah, I completely agree, and it's quite fascinating. I actually think Mr. Khaldun's theory on group feeling can provide a little more explanation as to why this is the case. Mr. Khaldun, can you talk a little bit about how group feeling played a role in the rise and fall of the hustlers, and how exactly it changed their attitudes towards luxury?
Yes, definitely. So group feeling is a sense of cohesion and shared identities that hold a group of people together. And as Marx mentioned earlier, the hustlers in the film were able to bond over their estranged labor, which is the shared identity amongst the group. This is what is ultimately going to dictate their success or failure. So when they're first executing their plot, group feeling is strongest and their relationship with luxury is not in full force yet. Bedouins, for example, who were the inhabitants of desert civilizations, had to restrict themselves to the bare necessities in their way of life and were unable to go beyond them. Similarly, the hustlers in the movie have been accustomed to poor working conditions and poor pay, so they aren't really concerned with luxuries yet, because their main focus is providing for bare necessities. They're relying on each other to keep the plan working, and soon enough, business is booming and the plot is successful. We start to see an increase of indications of wealth in the film, including, for example, when Destiny was able to pay off her grandmother's mortgage as well as purchase her own home. So once the bare necessities are provided for, the hustlers are able to provide luxuries, and luxuries become commodities. They begin to hire other former strippers and expand their circle. They become less reliant on each other and become more reckless, and they also wallow in designer and expensive material items at this point. So this is where we see the major shift in their attitude towards luxury as a result of depleted group feeling. This is also similar to the change in group feeling in sedentary civilizations where inhabitants are accustomed to luxury and success in worldly occupations and to indulgence and worldly desires. Eventually, this is what this relationship with luxury is what leads to the downfall of the hustlers and similarly the senility of sedentary civilization. And this is because it disintegrates group feeling, which is the glue that holds the hustlers together.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mr. Khaldun and Mr. Marks. Those were some incredible insights. That is the end of our podcast, folks. Thanks for listening.